Thanksgiving night.
Noah. So, as far as lying in bed next to your girl goes, epic and awesome. I figured I would be bored by now and ready to go crazy, but no, I can't get out of this bed. We don't need to eat, girl. I want to feast on you all night. I roll until I am between her spread thighs, and my face is seconds from being buried in her sweet pussy once again. She makes a sweet, sexy sigh as I use my thumbs to open her. She is swollen and red, and I know I might have pushed her too far. I place soft kisses at her cleft, and, God damn, she arched her sweet ass off that bed, and I know that even sore, she wants more. I gotta let this pretty cunt rest, girl. I guess we eat Thanksgiving. I kiss up her body and nuzzle at her neck like I know she loves.
If you're there, I am there, she says and kisses me, playing with my lip ring. I think this is my favorite piercing of yours.
I laugh and rise up off her to grab my phone, walking buck-ass naked to the bathroom and start the shower. She follows me, sliding behind me in front of the sink, kissing along my back. I look at her behind me through the mirror. I am heavily tattooed. Very few parts of my uninked skin is visible. I look at her smooth and soft sun-kissed skin, a blank canvas against my finished piece. She takes my breath away, so soft and clean.
Holy hell, Noah, look at me.
I laugh as she spazzes the fuck out at her swollen lips and crazy fresh fucked hair. You're insane if you think you look bad. I turn and pull her naked body to mine and place my hands on her ass. You look how I intended. If anyone saw you here right now, they would know your man fucked you senseless all day. I see her sweet blush and she buries her face in my neck.
My man.
She isn't asking. She's letting it sink in. Yeah, girl. Done with the bullshit. I don't care about whatever comes our way. I only gotta know you trust me and you'll ride the storm.
She looks at me and takes my face in her hands, kissing me sweetly. I do trust you, Noah. With everything, and I love you. This is where I need to be, like this with you.
She looks at me with unshed tears in her perfect blue eyes, and it wrecks me knowing she still hurts.
I hate that I hurt you. I hate that I never let you tell me, that I immediately assumed the worst.
Girl, you were hired to keep me from wanting to get high. Your mind was gonna go there. I could have told you to trust me to keep you safe and that I needed you to be with me. I did. I wished, still, that I had her to go to after seeing that rank bastard. I wouldn't have let him know she existed or see her, but I shouldn't have went alone. I pull her with me to the shower and just hold her under the spray. There is no shower head in this stone-encased heaven. I had the shower customized, so the water came from above across the tiled ceiling like a rainstorm. It had a shit ton of settings and a remote. I could activate the entire shower, or just a small part, which I usually did when I washed my hair and body. Right now, I put on a slower setting and let the warm water fall on us both. I shouldn't have went alone, babe, I say, the truth cutting me open like a dull blade would. I hate weakness, but this moment I would prove my faith and trust in her and let her see me weak. I was mad as hell over seeing Carrie so fucking scared all the time. I was heated and on edge. I picked that fight with you in a way. Part of me believed you trusted me. Part of me believed you would jump defensive. You did both.
I said it because you were so vague. I didn't think you would use Noah. I said it to fight because you wouldn't just tell me.
I shake my head no and kiss her wet lips, running my fingers through the long wet strands of her hair. It's over now. No more. He's probably going to get killed in prison once they learn the truth about him.
What do you mean?
I realize she has no idea what happened, just that I went. When I saw him, he asked what I wanted. I told him I wanted to know why. He said that he never wanted us, but that our mom did. He started insinuating that Carrie would be as evil and corrupt as him, and I flipped. The guard on the phone told me it was my warning, and if I flipped out again, I would be banned. So I chilled out. He told me that I was just like him. I brush the water from my face and pull my hair back before kissing her quick like I need to. He told me I was him. I had a hole in me that was only filled by hate. He got in my head for a minute, but I pulled myself out and told him that he was done affecting us, that he was dead, and we would never think of him again.